You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hello. Jamie was the first one in today. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jamie.
What are you doing today?
Trying to feel better. I've developed a cold that I've got from my boys. Ugh. I'm not happy.
Yeah,
not
kids
these
will do that.
Boys. Not us, your boys.
Different boys.
No,
different boys.
My children.
Ugh.
There was yesterday's Mindbender. The winning answer to yesterday's Mindbender was the percentage of people who in their life will never catch a cold.
Not Jamie.
Yes. Not me. Right.
No. What are you doing to make yourself feel better?
Yeah.
Drinking tea.
Yeah.
Taking medicine.
Yeah.
What medicine?
The ginger root with lemon and garlic tea, which is gross, but
oh,
it helps.
God, that sounds horrible.
It is.
Yeah. Force yourself to drink it. Ugh. Well, thank goodness you got a cold. You probably can't taste it. What medicine are you taking?
I was taking I have to get more, but I was taking the star brand of the DayQuil, NyQuil.
Oh, yeah. The generic stuff works just
as
good.
That stuff actually works, personally.
It does. Yeah. Well, go take a nap. Go take a nap today. Snuggle in. Put a movie on.
They say to, slam some of that emergency. There are some people who swear by that.
Placebo effect.
It might be.
You just pee it out. You pee it out, Jamie.
I don't know. Heck if I know.
I hear you got to snort it to make it really effective.
You have to treat it like an enema.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Jeez, Jamie.
Sorry. You guys are making me laugh, which is turning into making me cough.
Yeah.
Oh,
Slimtown USA right here on line one.
Yeah, I think I got some. You got some on my cheek.
Yeah, you hit us.
Oh, gross.
All right, let's hurry. Let's get this over with so she can go curl up in a ball and
you're
die.
Gross,
and die.
Jamie. You're so gross right now.
No kisses
I
for
feel
you.
Gross right now. Oh, Lord.
Isn't that funny?
Oh,
I mean, if you do catch a really bad cold, that's one of the funniest elements of it is that you feel so foul. Not that like how you feel, but you just feel like you're a foul person, right? Like
you feel dirty.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yes, I do feel dirty.
You would think that after millions of years of evolution, we would evolve some sort of way to not have to deal with this. Right?
Right?
Like our immune system would come up with something so that we don't have these symptoms.
Right. I would get sick maybe once a year, if at all. And then after I got COVID for the first time, it feels like it's every 4 months I'm catching a cold. What the heck?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that
man.
Sucks.
That's really bad.
That's too bad.
Yes.
Well, we feel great.
We do. We're terrific. Until you coughed on us
a
second ago.
We feel great, Jamie. I'm sure it's coming, though. I've got young kids, too, and they always have something.
Yeah.
Something. All right.
Are you ready to play Rattle Off?
I'm so excited. I love Joe Coy, so let's do this.
Okay, I hope you get it then.
And this one is not that difficult, I don't think.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean,
breathe.
I would tell you to take a deep breath, but I don't think you can.
And then she'll cough up a lung.
And then I'll get your cheeks all dirty again.
Yeah, you will.
Are we talking about the same thing now, Jamie?
Yes.
We all thought the same thing.
My goodness,
that's why
Jamie.
There was a very awkward
silence.
My
goodness. You leave my dirty cheeks out of this.
You are nasty.
Dirty, dirty cheeks.
You're so phlegmy.
It's so gross. So gross. All right. Everybody, settle down. Jamie needs her inhaler.
Jamie, we like you. You should call us more often, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. And don't overthink it. Just be... we can't tell you to take a deep breath. 5 things that you buy in a can. 5 things you buy that come in a can. Ready? And go!
Soda, tuna, corned beef hash, green beans, corn, peas, carrots.
All day long, those things are in cans.
We were like peas and carrots.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? This sickie, this foul, disgusting creature known as Jamie is a winner!
Well, the show isn't until March 4th, so you've got time to...
Oh, you'll feel better by then.
Get clean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do a cleansing today.
Yep.
All right, listen, you big snot master. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back around. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you. Awesome.
Thanks, Jamie.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Hope you feel better soon. Sarah, you can relate, right? Don't you feel gross when you got a cold?
Yes, definitely.
Foul, disgusting creatures. Nice. How you feel right now?
I feel good.
That's good.
I'm not sick like the other caller.
I know. That's good. What are you doing today?
I am doing nothing. My kids are in school. I'll have to leave here soon to pick up my preschooler and then later on pick up my other two. So just kind of chilling.
It's the Sarah taxi around. Service today. Just
wandering around the house.
That's right. Huh. Every day.
You're like the family Uber.
Exactly.
Huh. Yeah. That's right. What are you making for dinner tonight? We just had a big dinner conversation. Since your mom on duty, what are you making?
You know, I'm not sure. Yesterday I made white cracked chicken chili, so I'm not too sure what we're going to have tonight.
Oh, that's great.
Wait a minute. What is white cracked chicken, whatever you said?
It's like chicken. It has cream cheese and regular cheese, black beans, corn. And you throw it in the crock pot and cook it all day.
Holy crap.
That white chili
good.
Stuff is fantastic.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd eat that. All
it
right.
is definitely a favorite in this house.
That's a good one. I can dig
it. That's really good. What's the best part of your day? When the kids are gone and you have the house to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
Just drink my coffee.
Oh, I thought she was going to leave it a drink.
Like
just drink.
Getting wasted over
just
there.
Blackout. Blackout drunk,
and drink,
probably.
And then drink a lot of coffee starting at about 1:30 to try to get her
I
act
get blackout
together.
Drunk and get the crock pot out, you know. No big deal.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lamp in there in the crock pot.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, the computer mouse in there.
You know, the remote for the TV. She doesn't know.
This is the worst dinner ever.
Mom's a lush. Aww.
Aww.
Well, you're delightful. Right. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Colorado.
Okay, that's good.
Cool.
All right, well, listen, thanks for having fun with us, Sarah. We hope you have a terrific day and call back sometime to play Rattle Off again, okay?
I will, definitely. Thank you.
Bye, Sarah.
Thank you. And then here's Pam. Pam, what'd you have for dinner last night?
For dinner last night, I made oven fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Oh my God.
Oh, are you taken? Are you available?
We
right
should
now?
Hang out, Pam.
You guys are funny.
What's tonight?
Actually, I'm flying to Vegas tonight, so I don't know yet.
Thunder from Down Under. That's what's for dinner tonight.
We'll see what's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Who are you going with? You going with like a lover or a bunch of friends or what?
My best friend and I are going.
Your bestie? Okay. Why? Why are you going out there?
Well, she and I just decided we've been friends for 33 years and we've never done anything like this. So we booked it in August and it's finally time to go.
Well,
that's fantastic.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. Yeah.
And you're flying out tonight, you said?
Yeah, this afternoon.
So what is on your itinerary while you're out there?
Well, oddly enough, the only things we have planned are dinner things, just not tonight's dinner. So
okay.
Well, I will tell
we're
you.
We're just going to wing it. Yeah.
You know, the thing with Vegas is that, you know, everyone talks about the gambling and the clubs and all that other stuff, but my God, Vegas has restaurants that are fantastic.
World-class restaurants, yeah. I mean, so I hope you bring in some money.
Yeah.
We'll do some gambling. We probably won't see any shows, actually. And yeah, we're going to eat and drink a lot.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's good.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Are you anti-show?
We're not, but there really weren't any that we were like, ooh, we have to go see that kind of thing. So
there wasn't anything that was really blowing your skirt up or anything, right?
Exactly. I mean, we'll still see. Maybe if there's tickets available to something, we'll go on a whim. But, it'll just be good to get away.
Good for you. When do you come back?
On Monday.
Oh, that's great.
Good fun times. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
I know, go do the. Lucky calling in this morning, and then I didn't get to play the game. So.
Well, you can try again next week when you come back.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. Listen, while you're there, go to the buffet at the Bellagio.
Okay.
Oh my God! But listen, don't eat for like 14 hours beforehand.
And then maybe we'll do that today. I haven't eaten yet today.
Yeah, go today.
I don't know if you'll be. I don't know what the line is like. Like at night, you kind of want to go right when they open.
Okay.
Oh, that's a buffet.
That's good eating. Right. Huh?
It's not like the greatest food in the world, but there's so much of it and the variety that you feel like the biggest pig ever when you waddle out of there.
Yeah, go tonight and then spend all day tomorrow on the toilet. It'll be a good time.
Hey, what's the weather like in Vegas right now for your weekend? Do you know?
I just looked. It's 50 something.
Yeah, it's like high.
It's not really pool weather, but at least it's not like crazy 115 degree weather either. So,
yeah,
exactly.
Stay in the hotels, walk around.
You know what? You are charming, Pam. We hope you have a great time and call us next week and try to play the game, okay?
I will. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Pammy fam.
Thank you. All right, who's left? Kat and Amy in that order. Kat, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're great.
Really were outstanding. What was on your dinner menu last night?
I had some leftovers. I just kind of made up like a stir fry with chicken and rice and spinach. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't mind telling you, chicken and rice in one form or another is in power rotation at my house.
That's good eating. It's
different
healthy.
Forms of chicken and rice. I don't know what it is about that, but I can't get tired
it's
of it.
It's easy and it's tasty. You just throw some seasoning in it and you're good to go.
Yeah,
you
can doctor it up so many different ways. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mm. What do you do for a living, Kat?
Yeah. I'm a nurse practitioner.
Well, thank you for that.
Very good.
It's good work.
So one area of healthcare that appeals to you the most?
Pediatrics, actually.
That's great.
You're a good person. Good for you.
Yeah.
What else you want to ask her?
Yeah.
What are you doing for what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Hopefully not working, actually.
I guess it depends on where you are on the pecking order, right? The
you might be working.
Oh well, if you're new, I got news for you.
You're working all the holidays then, Kat.
Yeah, you're going to be working holidays for a while. You just moved here from where?
From Cleveland.
Cleveland. Well, my dad was from Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She's like, whatever. I don't know
nobody
your dad,
cares.
So what?
She's like, I don't care. Nobody cares.
I do have to tell you a funny story, though. So a few years ago, my dad passed about 20 years ago, but a few years ago, my son and I went to Cleveland to watch a ball game and to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And when we landed, I had found out what street my dad lived on when he was a kid growing up. And we've got a taxi. This was before Uber and Lyft. We're in a taxi, and I asked the taxi driver, I go, hey, do you know where such and such street is? And she looks in the rearview mirror at me, and she goes, yeah. And I said, so you could take us by there? And she looks in the mirror again, and she goes, why do you want to go there? And I said, well, because my dad grew up there, you know, a long time ago. And she goes, son, have you got a gun?
Oh, my God.
I know. She goes, I'm not going to drive you by there, okay, because you wouldn't last very long or something like that.
So it, had changed a little bit, huh?
So what had happened is that particular neighborhood in Cleveland had kind of gone downhill. Right. And
she's like, I'm not going there.
She goes, you got a gun? My God. So you know what I did? The next best thing, Kat. I did the Google search thing or whatever.
Oh, Street View?
It's the Street View.
Street View. It's just like being there, sure.
Yeah. I did the Street View of it.
And he even held a gun while he was looking at the Street
That's
View.
That's right. It was a
just
water
in
pistol.
Case.
It was a water pistol. It was a super soaker, but at least I had
a bow and arrow.
So I didn't feel completely exposed. Oh, Kat. Well, welcome to Colorado. Do you like Colorado?
Yeah, it's going pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's fine, right?
So, okay, good.
It's been a little colder than I was expecting, but
from like coming from Cleveland, it's like we're right at home with all the snow and
summers are great. Like, you'll love the summer here.
Yeah, you will love the summer so much that you will be thanking your lucky stars that you moved to paradise, Kat. So good for you.
Yeah, I like the sun. I have to say.
Well, you'll get plenty of it this summer, my friend.
The sun doesn't shine very much in Cleveland. So.
No, okay. It doesn't. And you got that whole lake effect and everything. Listen, you have a great day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Kat. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
I don't think Kat knew what to make of us.
Nah, she was just pretty chill. She's new. A little sleepy.
She's new. It's okay. She hasn't really figured us out yet.
She hates the snow.
She will.
She's got it down.
Jeremy, say hello to Amy, please.
Hello, Amy.
Hello.
What was for dinner last night, Amy?
Oh, it was our leftover Valentine pizzas that we made from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, leftover pizza. What was your toppings?
Mm-hmm. Well, ours was mushrooms and peppers, onions and sausage. One of my daughters was cheese and sprinkles.
That was Jeremy's nickname in high school.
Old cheese and sprinkles over there.
Cheese and sprinkles, that's what they call
them.
Yeah.
Like sprinkles that you'd put on a cupcake?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys ate that?
Well, I didn't eat it. She tried a couple bites of it.
Talk about wasting a pizza.
How horrible it was, right?
It's crunchy. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Well, that's different.
She liked it. Yeah.
How old is she?
4.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you said 17,
like 18
like,
or something,
like,
I know.
You'd have to kick her out of the house.
It's for TikTok, you guys.
She's 4.
4.
Well,
okay.
That's adorable. What is she into at age 4? Like, what's her big love right now?
Sprinkles, apparently.
Besides food.
Oh, well, yes, besides food. Well, she's really into Transformers right now and dinosaurs.
Well, dinosaurs, yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Transformers, that's interesting.
Yeah. Of course, babies. She takes one baby everywhere we go.
She does, huh?
What's that baby's name?
Baby. That's all she
It's just baby.
The way you just said that was oh so creepy.
What's
that baby's name?
It's because one of our dogs chewed up her teddy bear that she had from when she was little. And so now this is the replacement.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm. Yeah.
Why is the dog? Is the dog going to get its teeth on that too?
Not the baby.
I don't know.
Nobody puts baby in the dog's mouth.
Got any other kids, or just that 4-year-old who loves sprinkles?
No, another little girl, 6.
What is she into?
Mm-hmm.
Knives.
No.
Oh, no?
Well, let's see. Pony. She likes My Little Pony.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
vaping.
No, she just wants to go play in the snow all the time right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she likes to play outside.
That's good to be a kid.
Oh, yes. Yes.
No responsibilities.
I know.
Remember those days, Amy? Do you remember those no responsibility days?
Yes.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Well, see you later.
It's cool to get through to you guys.
It's what?
It's what?
It was very neat to get through.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you.
Well, you know what? The thrill was all ours. Have you ever called us before?
Yeah, well, I've tried, but it's been busy, busy, busy.
Well, we're very popular. People are always, all morning we're getting calls.
What are you talking about, Amy? Well, I'm glad you got through this time. I wish you could have played Rattle Off, but you know what? Try again next time, okay?
I'll try. I'll keep trying.
Okay.
Yes.
You're charming. Have a great day, okay?
You guys too.
Bye, Amy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I love our listeners, and I love where these conversations go.
We never know, right?